Welcome, this is a RAM Trilogy Masterclass. Compose the rewind moment in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. This is an advanced, mastering focus tutorial. I'll walk you through composing, sculpting and finalizing a powerful rewind or take stop moment, so it sits like a club-ready production. We'll use Ableton Live 12 stock devices and practical routing and automation techniques so the rewind feels authentic to old-school jungle and RAM Trilogy-style drum and bass while remaining sonically polished on the master bus. What you'll build: a 2-4 bar rewind that transitions from a break-driven pre-drop into a full drop hit, a layered stereo rewind combining reversed autino, pitchfall automation, granular smear and rhythmic stutter, a master-aware workflow that keeps the sub safe and the high stereo friendly, and a reusable effect rack with macros so you can trigger and tweak the rewind live. I'm assuming a 174 BPM session typical of classic jungle / DNB. Let's get into the step-by-step. Step 1. Prepare your source material. Pick three elements to layer: an amen or a neural break loop that's dry and full range, a vocal or stab sample for feature character, and a high-frequency tape scratch or lead for top-end motion. Duplicate those clips to a new 4-bar section where the rewind will happen. Work on copies so your arrangement remains intact. Step 2. Create the reversed spine. Drop the break copy onto an audio track. In clip view, enable warp and choose Complex Pro for smooth tone during pitch automation. Right-click the clip and select Reverse. Rename the track Rewind. Reverse Break. Trim so the reverse tail aligns to the last bar before the drop and plays backwards into the transition point. Step 3. Add the pitchfall tape stop. Open the clip envelopes for the reversed break and choose Sample Transpose. Draw smooth downward automation from 0 to around 24 to 36 semitones across the rewind length. Use a concave curve to accelerate the pitchfall. Hold Option or Alt while dragging to shape curvature. For extra character and to tame formant artifacts, add a frequency shifter after the clip. Set Fine to a few negative cents for wobble, and automate its dry / wet from 0 to about 30% at the tail. Step 4. Add granular smear for old school texture. Create a return track called Grain Smear and load Grain Delay. Start with a delay time like 1/8, spray between 20 and 40%. Pitch somewhere between 12 and 24 if you want darker grains, grain size around 920 milliseconds, feedback 10-25%, and dry/wet between 30 and 60%. Send the reversed break track to Grain Smear and automate the send up over the last 1.5 bars so the grains bloom into the rewind tail. Step 5. Stereo motion and stutter. Take your vocal or stab and create two parallel layers. Track A is a simple reversed copy, pan slightly left. Track B is a forward copy fed into beat repeat, pan slightly right. For beat repeat, use interval 1/4, grid 1/16, chance 60-80%, and vary offset. Keep beat repeats dry/wet low, and automate it to around 50 to 100% only during a few 1/16 stutters right before the final rewind cut. Use utility to control overall width and mono the subpart if necessary. Step 6. Rhythmic cut and pre-drop impact. Create a return called stutter/glitch and use echo or a short ping-pong delay. For echo, try delay time 1/32, feedback 20-40%, moderate diffusion, and enable ducking if it helps the rhythm. Map an audio effect rack macro to key parameters: grain delay dry/wet, beat repeat dry/wet, echo dry/wet, frequency shifter dry/wet, and master gain, so you can trigger the whole moment with one knob for performance or quick automation. Step 7. Bass and sub management. Route your sub bass to a dedicated subgroup. Automate the subgroup utility, gain down slightly, around 3 to 6 dB, during the rewind tail so the special effects have space without tripping the master limiter. Don't pitch automate the sub unless you're intentionally detuning for effect. Program the subgroup to snap back to 0 dB at the drop start so the hit punches through. Step 8. Master bus chain for mastering safe rewind. On the master track, build a Live 12 stock chain and automate for the moment. Use utility first to control global width and gain. Add EQ8 with a high pass at 30-40 Hz to keep sub tight. Insert multiband dynamics. Gently compress the low band by a dB or two. Leave mid/high lighter and open the high band more during the rewind tail so the grainy highs breathe. Add a soft saturator for 1-3 dB of harmonic color and automate its drive up slightly during the rewind. Follow with a glue compressor for gentle glue and finish with a limiter set to a safe ceiling, like 0.3 dB. Important: automate input gain or utility before the limiter rather than changing the limiter ceiling. Step 9. automation choreography, use smooth curves and careful timing. Automate master utility, gain down around 1.5 to 3 dB during the rewind, and have it snap back to 0 dB on the drop. Reduce master width to 60-80% in low-end heavy moments and bring it back or widen for the stereo tail. Automate multiband dynamics ranges to open the highs during the tail. Automate grain delay and beat repeat sends from 0 to full over 0.75 to 1.5 bars, then cut at the drop. Use log or exponential ramps to mimic analog take stop acceleration. Step 10. Bounce in place and finalize. For CPU headroom and to audition the effect with the master chain, resample the rewind section. Create a new audio track arm to resampling, solo the rewind tracks and relevant returns, and record the 4-bar rewind to a new audio file. Replace the live effect lanes with the bounced file if you're happy. This locks the sound and makes mastering predictable. With a resampled file, check mono compatibility, transient punch at the drop, and headroom. Aim for predictable headroom rather than chasing a specific LUFS target during this stage. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't automate the limiter ceiling. Automate input gain before the limiter. Avoid pitch automation in beats warp mode. Use Complex Pro or Render first. Keep the sub mono during heavy effects. Wide subs cause phase issues. Don't overuse grain delay or beat repeat with high feedback. That makes mud. And resample before final master processing to avoid unpredictable real-time device interactions. Pro tips. Map a macro to trigger the rewind moment. Have one knob ramp the grain delay send. Engage beat repeat. Bring in frequency shifter wetness and pull utility gain. Add subtle saturation to reversed material to give limiters musical transience. For that old-school RAM trilogy vibe, lean into a touch of vintage color. A small chorus or detuned frequency shifter on the high mids. If you need a slower tape stop, render the reversed clip and use clip transpose on the rendered audio. For live sets, bounce multiple variants of the rewind, short, long, with and without grain, and crossfade between stems. Mini practice exercise, 2-bar rewind in 30 minutes. Follow these 5-minute steps. Step A, copy a drum break and a vocal or stab into a 2-bar section. Step B, reverse both clips and set Complex Pro Warp. Step C. Automate clip transpose down to 24 semitones over 2 bars with a curved ramp. Step D. Add grain delay on a return and automated send from 0 to 50% during the last bar. Step E. Add frequency shifter to the reversed vocal and automate dry slash wet from 0 to 30%. Step F. Place utility and EQ8 on the master. Automate utility gain to 2 dB during the rewind. And check in mono. Resampled if you want a locked result and listen on headphones and small monitors. Recap. We created a multi-layered rewind that's musical and mastering aware. Core steps are reversing and pitch automating clean audio with Complex Pro, adding granular smear and rhythmic stutter with grain delay and beat repeat, maintaining sub stability with a subgroup and utility automation, and finalizing on the master with a Q8, multiband dynamics, saturator, glue and limiter while automating input gain rather than the ceiling. Resample the final moment and map a macro to control the whole effect for performance or quick tweaks. Final coaching notes, mindset and workflow. Think of the rewind as an instrument that manages energy. It creates anticipation and then delivers the drop. Always check the effect on multiple systems, small monitors, headphones and a phone speaker. Save a rewind bus rack and a rewind template project with subgroup, reverse spine and vocal lanes, return buses and a ready master chain to speed future work. Trim and crossfade reversed clips to avoid clicks. If you need to pitch heavily, render first and transpose the rendered file for cleaner results. Keep grain delay feedback low. Use EQ on returns to prevent mud, and automate utility width during the tail to avoid phase problems. Snap the sub gain back slightly before the drop. 10 to 40 milliseconds, to maximize punch. Bounce stems for consistency and performance flexibility, and always check mono, correlation and spectra before final delivery. That's it. Use the practice exercise to lock this technique into your workflow, save your racks and templates, and iterate with different rewind lengths to learn how each choice changes crowd energy. Happy producing.